We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. With us still is Jamie Blubaugh, candidate for House District 101. Jamie, let's cover a few basic party platform issues. We tend to do this with all of our candidates who come on. You're a registered Republican. Where do you stand on the party platform and our basic fundamental party platform issues like Second Amendment rights, the right to life, things like that?
Well, I tell you, I'm a long life Catholic. I'm from Danville, Kansas, a little Catholic church there, and always went to church, and I am definitely anti-abortion. My wife actually had a teenage pregnancy, and I adopted my daughter after we were married, and, you know, we fully support that.
I take it then you also support the Value Them Both Amendment, which will be on the August ballot. Same ballot you're on.
Absolutely. Vote yes.
That's a key, and I know I know your district fairly well because it's part of it borders up against my old House district, and pretty solidly conservative, a lot of pro-life voters out there.
Absolutely.
So.
It's one mission that I'd like to take my family to the March of Life in Washington someday.
That's a nice, you know, there's a nice vacation right there. Having served in the legislature and seen this pattern firsthand, I believe it's only a matter of time before K-12 education starts again, that the, you know, the establishment, their allies, the KNEA, et cetera, start the whole ball and, you know, the whole game again, suing taxpayers for more taxpayer money with taxpayer money. Where do you think we are? Where do you feel schools are? Are they adequately funded? Do you think they need more money? How do you feel schools are funded? Because I know that's a big issue. They're already getting a huge chunk of the pie.
Yeah. Well, I would just ask, when your child asks for more money, do you give more money to solve the problem? So, I mean, that, you know, money is not going to solve the problem. I think it does start with the family at home, and I think the schools could help with that more, but I think we need to be more concerned what we're teaching our kids. And as a state legislator, we don't have a lot of choice with that, but I feel like we need to work with the state school board more. And I do believe that, you know, we do need to focus a lot more time on school funding, as it is 58% of the budget.
Did you follow any of the legislation that came up this session? We had two, specifically education-wise. You had the Parents' Bill of Rights and then the Protection for Women and Girls Sports. What are your thoughts on those two pieces?
Oh, I absolutely support it. I think the parents need to know what the children are being taught, because there's so many outside groups, and, you know, schools sign up for so many subscriptions and platforms, and we don't know what they're doing. And I think the parents do have a right to know exactly what they're being taught with their kids. And I do believe that girls should be able to support and compete in their own girl sports.
Yeah, that one was a real head scratcher for me. And I understand that we're trying to be inclusive and trying to have an environment where everybody who wants to play sports can.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it's not a competitive. You need a fair playing surface, basically.
Well, I believe in science, and I do believe that you're born a man and born a woman. So,
novel concept.
You know, I don't really. You know, what you choose to do is something. If you choose a different lifestyle, whether it's sexuality or transgender, I think that's an adult decision.
Since we're talking school districts, one of the issues that just came up not too long ago is in the Renwick School District, which is out kind of your neck of the woods there.
Right.
Part of it was actually in my house district. I think the other part of the Renwick district is in District 101.
Mm-hmm.
But you had the student, the girl, senior, just was a junior. Now she's going to be a senior, was registered at the Renwick School District, wanted to play soccer. Renwick didn't offer soccer. So she wanted to then transfer to Wichita Public Schools where she could play soccer, hopefully get a scholarship, go to college. Great soccer kid. I see no problem here. Renwick would not allow her to transfer, but they wouldn't explain why.
Well, I can tell you why they didn't want to give up that state-based
aid.
Exactly.
They didn't want to give up the 16 grand. That's and that's why they wouldn't explain why, is because they didn't want to have to admit it's all about the Benjamins.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you see any problem with the, you know, allowing students to transfer between districts as long as the incoming district will welcome them? Is there any problem with it? I mean,
I don't see a problem with that at all, especially if they're offering something that she can't. And let's just think for a second. Are we thinking about the school district's more money or the advancement of this child? Because it doesn't sound like they're really providing the proper education
exactly.
for that child.
That seemed like that's so what should matter
right.
is what's in the best interests of the kid, not the school district's bottom line.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, my mom was pretty smart in schools, and, you know, she knew that, you know, I needed to go to work and make money, and I didn't need to spend all day in school, so she talked him out and let me out at one, and she told him, well, I know if he stays till one, you get your full money, so let's go ahead and let him out and go to work.
Yeah, I'm sure you were real popular. Let's talk another issue that resonated. I know had some folks out in, you know, the rural parts particularly look at hemp because of the industrial hemp options. What do you think on legalizing marijuana, recreational, medical? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I support it if it comes up. I mean,
which? Recreational?
I support recreation or medical.
Oh!
But that's got to come to the vote, and you've got to get all of you guys to agree on that
first. Well, you want to be one of them. So, well, I mean, so if you had an opportunity to vote on recreational marijuana, you'd be up for that.
Well, I mean, you guys must be blind when you read the cake news, when they put all the surveys out. The voters in Kansas are telling you they want it.
Well,
nobody's listening.
Depends on who they're asking they're asking.
But just look at the statistics, though. The numbers say they want it. So that's why I say I support it, because I'm listening to the people.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I'm
not used to having Republican candidates on this show willing to say they support recreational marijuana.
Well, the reason is because there's a lot of criminal...
Potheads, I think is the term you're looking for.
Well, there's a lot of criminal drug activity going on, and people are shooting each other over $150 drug deals, and kids are dying from fentanyl.
I'm with you on all that.
That's where I agree it needs to be regulated, and we need to recognize it. But also, federally, I really think they should decriminalize it first, because, you know, it's an oxymoron right now, right?
It is,
because
sure.
Now if the feds want to crush you, they can. So I think in Colorado, whatever goes on, I don't know, but I feel like it's still going backwards.
It's a Rocky Mountain high over there.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about stuff that has happened in the past. The legislature's tried to deal with it over the last 2 years was mask mandates. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on how the county, the governor handled the lockdowns. Yeah, hopefully we're not going to have to face this again, but you know, I'm just curious what you thought, how the county handled their mask.
Well, when it comes to masks, I will say my body, my choice, right? So I will say that. I mean, there's a certain setting for masks, like in a healthcare, you know, where people are immune compromised, but I feel like, you know, it's a far overreach. But I also think in 2010, it was a far overreach when the state passed something that you could pull over somebody for not wearing their seatbelt. But, you know, they got federal money for it, so that's why they voted for it.
I ask this question of all candidates because I believe it's essential that we elect solid, you know, conservative Republicans this fall. Will you support the Republican nominee? In this case, it'd be Joe Tsai. Will you support Joe if you don't win in the primary?
Oh, absolutely. I ran against Joe in 2010. I'm running again 12 years later with a lot more experience. I have nothing negative to say against Joe, and I'm not going to slam Joe. I think he does a good job representing his district, but I think we need somebody that's more in our district.
And will you support the Republican nominees up and down the ballot? Because, you know, there have been folks, I think one of the reasons we have Governor Kelly, well, I know the reason we have Laura Kelly is because some Republicans wouldn't vote for Secretary Kobach. And that's part of our problem. The reason we have Joe Biden is because Republicans wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. So will you support the Republicans on the ballot regardless?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, those are the things that I think are matter. I mean, the Democrats do a great job of supporting their own, and we sometimes have that flaw. So,
yeah.
Jamie, if folks are interested, I looked. I couldn't find a website for you. Do they find you on Facebook? What's the best
way?
Well,
I've got to get my page gone. My son, actually, I need him to get on there. So I will get a Facebook page and a website up going. It'll be just jamiebluball.com.
And, if they're interested, they can find you on Facebook, right?
And when I find, they can find me on Facebook. I've got my phone number, my email out there. People are welcome to call me. And if they want to visit with me anytime, just let me know.
Well, brother, I appreciate you again for joining us. Like I said, if they're interested, they can find you on Facebook. It's J-A-M-E-Y.
That's right. Thank you.
Blue Ball on Facebook. And wish you the best of luck. You know, it's not an easy race. We'll have Joe on. I'll wish him the best of luck, too, just for the record.
Absolutely.
So, but good luck, my friend. And, you know, if you win, we'll have you on again.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, brother. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a really neat guest coming up. Our Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, will be joining us to kick off our 8 o'clock hour. And we'll also be joined by Mercedes Schlapp, who will be with us coming up all that. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Derek Schmidt about the Kansas Constitution and about the ruling from the Kansas Supreme Court. And we'll talk to Mercedes Schlapp about the importance of voting yes on the Value Them Both Amendment. A couple of great guests all coming up after the top of the hour. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.